please roast and then tell me how to tactfully say, no, you need to go get something different. Oh my God. Has anyone come to our question, by the way, is what would you do if you're the guy? Because this, you're right. He knows. This thing's everywhere.
Somebody saw that and called him up and was like, listen, you need to have a talk with with Becky about
Could you imagine that phone call? You're like at work. Hold on, I got to get this from a friend of mine. I'm like, I'm sorry, what? What? What the hell are you talking about? That could be awful, man. So what do you do if you're the guy? Has anyone come to her defense in this?
No.
Nobody on Facebook? Someone would. Everybody has. Seriously.
No one is defending her.
We're getting the B word a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've covered that. We can make bumper stickers out of that because everyone's pretty much calling her that. You said earlier, what were you saying? Oh, tell her it's for somebody else.
I would. I would be like, oh, it wasn't for you. It was for my other girlfriend that I intend to marry because she's not pretentious.
248-398-WCSX. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Big Jim. This is Kathy Frost, and I love you guys, you and Aaron. And I have a comment about this ring situation.
Oh, first off, thank you so much. We appreciate you listening. And what is?
Every morning.
Awesome. Yeah,
every day. Every morning when I get ready for work. But this ring situation, it's just, it's sad, but I would, if I were him and I found out about this, I would just tell her it's not for her. I would tell her it's for somebody, it was for somebody else.
Now, could she even, here's a question for you, little, if she posts this and then she goes to him and says, I was in a bad mood. I had a horrible day at work. I was angry about something and I did this and I'm wrong. I shouldn't have done this. If she apologizes to him, can you recover from that? Or is that once that genie's out of the box, pardon the pun, you can never come back from that?
I don't know. I would feel terrible if I were him. I mean, he's obviously got this big surprise planned and I don't think it's the size of the ring or the shape of the ring that counts. It's the feeling behind it.
I don't think you can come back from that, can you?
Well, see, that's what I worry about, Kathy. I think if that were me, I'd be worried about all the other things that I'm going to do in the future that she's never going to be satisfied with.
Yeah, right. I'm going to plan her birthday and it's just not going to be enough. I'm going to get the wrong...
We get a house and the house isn't what she wants, or we get a car and it's not good enough, or, you know, like nothing will ever be good enough.
Big red flag.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, Kathy, it's great to know you're listening in the morning. Have a wonderful day, okay?
Absolutely. You guys take care. Love you. Bye-bye.
It's always easy to reach Big Jim's house.
Hey, it's Aaron.